Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on something I've wanted to cover for months, building your own vulnerable AI agent from scratch and then systematically dismantling it. We're setting up LangChain with Ollama, giving it shell and file access, and then demonstrating four distinct attack patterns: tool injection, privilege escalation, agent hijacking, and good old denial of service. This is hands-on, code-heavy, and exactly what you need if you're testing agent deployments. Origins and why LLM agents are fundamentally exploitable. LLM agent vulnerabilities emerged as a distinct attack class in 2023 when researchers began connecting language models to real-world tools. The foundational work came from Simon Willison's prompt injection research, but agent-specific attacks crystallized with Kai Gershak et al.'s Not What You've Signed Up For paper demonstrating indirect prompt injection against tool-using agents. The architectural root cause is devastatingly simple. LLM agents conflate data and control planes. When an agent processes user input, retrieves external data, and decides which tools to invoke, all of this happens in a single reasoning context. There's no privilege separation. The same tokens that represent user set X also represent therefore call tool Y with parameter Z. Trust model failure. Agents implicitly trust that tool outputs and retrieved documents are benign data, not adversarial instructions. No capability boundaries. Tool permissions are typically all or nothing. An agent with shell access has shell access to everything. Reasoning opacity. The chain of thought that leads to tool invocation is manipulable through injected context. OWASP formally recognized these patterns in the LLM Top 10, with LLM 01, Prompt Injection, and LLM 07, Insecure Plugin Design, directly addressing agent abuse vectors. Here's my take on this. Agents are vulnerable because they're built on a fundamentally broken assumption that the LLM can distinguish instructions from data. It can't. Everything is just tokens. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Agent abuse has moved rapidly from theory to exploitation. LangChain Arbitrary Code Execution, CVE 2023-29374, March 2023, researchers discovered that LangChain's PalChain and MathChain executed arbitrary Python via crafted prompts. The vulnerability allowed complete system compromise through seemingly innocent math queries. AutoGPT Prompt Injection, April 2023, security researcher ResZero demonstrated hijacking AutoGPT agents by embedding malicious instructions in web pages the agent browsed. The agent's file system and shell tools were weaponized against its own host. ChatGPT plugin data exfiltration, May 2023, Johan Reberger demonstrated cross-plugin attacks where malicious content in one plugin's response hijacked another plugin's capabilities to exfiltrate conversation data. Google Bard tool manipulation, November 2023, researchers at Hidden Layer showed Bard's extensions could be hijacked through indirect injection in Google Docs, causing the agent to leak sensitive information from other connected services. These incidents share a pattern. Trusted external data sources become attack vectors because agents process them as potential instructions. Here's my take on this. The AutoGPT attacks were a wake-up call. Researchers showed that any web page an agent visits becomes a potential command and control channel. Most teams still haven't internalized this. Realistic attack walkthrough. Scenario: you're assessing an internal LangChain agent deployment with file and shell tools. First, we build the vulnerable target, then systematically exploit it. 1. Lab setup, building the vulnerable agent. Install prerequisites and create our target agent with dangerous tool access. Create the vulnerable agent, save as. 2. Attack 1, tool call injection. Inject tool invocations through crafted input. 3. Attack 2, privilege escalation via chain tools. 4. Attack 3, agent hijacking via external content. Host malicious instructions at a URL the agent will fetch. 5. Attack 4, infinite loop denial of service. Verification and evidence collection. Monitor with to capture the full React reasoning chain. Log all tool invocations to demonstrate successful injection. For pentest reports, capture 1. The injected payload, 2. The agent's reasoning showing manipulation, 3. The actual tool calls executed. Here's my take on this. The React verbose output is your evidence goldmine. It shows exactly how the agent's reasoning was hijacked, which is what makes these findings undeniable to developers. Defense playbook. Detection. Log every tool invocation with full parameters, anomaly detection on shell commands containing sensitive paths. Monitor for recursive agent calls or tool invocation counts exceeding thresholds, denial of service indicator. Alert on URL fetches to external domains not on allow list. Prevention, maps to OWASP LLM01, LLM07. Privilege separation, run agent tools in isolated containers with minimal capabilities, MITRE ATLAS AML. M0015. Input sanitization, strip instruction like patterns from external data before agent processing, OWASP LLM01. Tool allow listing, explicit parameter validation per tool, not just tool level access control. Validation, rerun the attack playbook above against your hardened agent. Successful defense means, injected instructions appear in logs but tools refuse execution, and the agent responds with policy violation messages instead of executing malicious actions. Here's my take on this. The single highest impact defense you can implement this week, add a 10 call per minute rate limit on tool invocations and strict timeout enforcement. It kills denial of service attacks and gives you time to detect injection attempts. Top 3 vendors for protection. LakeraGuard. Lakera provides real-time prompt injection detection specifically designed for LLM applications. Their API sits in line with agent queries and uses fine-tuned classifiers to detect injection attempts before they reach the agent. Key capability, sub 50 millisecond latency detection with low false positive rates on React-style prompts. Best 4, API gateway deployment protecting multiple agents. Limitation, detection focused, doesn't enforce tool-level permissions or sandboxing. Protect AI Guardian. Guardian offers LLM firewall capabilities with specific rules for agentic workflows, including tool call validation and output scanning. Their model-agnostic approach works with OLAMA and other local deployments. Key capability, configurable policies for tool invocation patterns. Best 4, on-prem deployments needing fine-grained control. Limitation, requires significant tuning to avoid blocking legitimate complex queries. Hidden Layer AI Sec Platform. Hidden Layer focuses on runtime protection with behavioral analysis of model inputs and outputs. Their agent-specific modules can detect hijacking attempts by analyzing reasoning chain deviations. Key capability, anomaly detection on agent behavior patterns over time. Best 4, enterprise deployments with established baselines. Limitation, requires training period to establish behavioral baseline, less effective on new agent deployments. Here's my take on this. Lakera's injection detection is the most mature for this specific attack class. The others are building real capabilities, but honest assessment, a lot of agent security marketing is still vaporware wrapped around basic input filtering. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. LLM agents are fundamentally vulnerable because they process instructions and data in the same context, there's no architectural privilege separation. Takeaway 2. CVE 2023-29374 proved Lang chain's default math and code chains allow arbitrary execution. This pattern extends to all tool-using agents. Takeaway 3. Tool call injection requires only crafted natural language, no special characters or escapes needed, making WAF bypass trivial. Takeaway 4. Implement strict tool invocation rate limits and timeouts as your first defense. This blocks denial of service and creates detection windows. Takeaway 5. LakeraGuard offers the most mature prompt injection detection for agentic workflows, but always layer with sandboxed execution. That's the lab, folks. 4 attacks, 1 vulnerable agent, 0 excuses for shipping this pattern to production without mitigations. Your homework, build this lab, break it, then build the defenses and try to break those too. That's how you actually learn this stuff. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.